Joining me this morning from Philadelphia, Buffalo News reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning, Bob.
Hi, Howard.
I read your article on BuffaloNews.com this morning, and you covered Governor Cuomo speaking to the Democratic Party's LGBT caucus yesterday, quoting him as calling New York the progressive bellwether for the nation. Now, is that just a function of the group he was addressing, or is being, I guess if you want to call it a liberal, no longer a dirty word?
A little bit of both, I think. The governor made, I think, every possible effort he could yesterday to emphasize all of that. I mean, this is not just something we kind of picked out of the air, although we've been thinking about doing something like that. He put it front and center yesterday. He went and received all kinds of warm welcome and plaudits from the LGBT caucus. That was the national group that was meeting in Philadelphia in conjunction with the convention. And he received all kinds of praise from them and then came out and spoke to reporters afterwards and was basically saying, yeah, this is the way we do business in New York. We're out in front of these kinds of things. We were out there with same-sex marriage. We've done a hike in minimum wage. We've done a Family Leave Act. We've done this. We've done that. And yes, we are the progressive capital of the nation. And it's not like, just as you point out, Howard, it's not like the old days when everyone shied away from the L word. This was shouting in front and center yesterday. And that seems to be what our Democratic politics is. And so we just kind of noted it for today.
Now, not everyone agrees with that position. And you also talked to Nick Langworthy.
Yes, the chairman of the Erie County Republican Party took great exception to that. And, you know, I think that's part of what the entire New York State political scene is. There's always going to be this great divide between upstate and downstate. We all know that. And there's two different animals in a lot of different ways, come together in other ways. But let's face it, New York City dominates the politics of New York State. And what we see in this very progressive or liberal agenda is and does reflect the political will of New York State, and that's because of the might of New York City at the voting booth. And that's the way it's always been and the way it's always going to be.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown is trying to keep all the parties together, I guess, at this convention, and he's a little bit in the middle, endorsing a progressive agenda and being endorsed by the Conservative Party. How is this working out for him?
Well, we'll find out next year when he goes to Conservative headquarters and asks for their endorsement running for mayor again. When he became chairman of the party, Chairman Ralph Lurigo expressed some concerns, and there has always been a little bit of tension there. But, you know, the Conservative Party seems to like Byron Brown, and Byron Brown likes to have their endorsement, which is a kind of a strange thing for upstate Democrats these days. But what the mayor points out is that, hey, we're running the city in a fiscally conservative way, and that's what gains the nod for him for running for mayor. And I have a feeling that, they're probably going to come to some accommodation again next year.
Bob, I know space at the convention center is quite limited. Were you able to get onto the convention floor last night?
Yeah, we got in there and filed some things from there. But what I thought was the most interesting aspect of so many conventions that I've covered was being on the floor of the convention last night when this historic vote was taken. You could feel the sense of history in this vast arena with whatever it is, 15,000 people in there. And there was just nothing that else that overshadowed this sense of history in the nomination of Hillary Clinton as the first woman to run for president as a nominee of a major party. And so I think that the appreciation of being there at that moment, at that place, was really probably the highlight of this whole convention.
Just about 30 seconds left. What's your day looking like today?
Well, there's a lot of things going on. Conventions are, you know, that's exactly what they mean. They convene, and there's all kinds of people together here. But I think the thing to watch tonight will probably be President Obama's speech. We'll also have Vice President Biden. And probably the one the thing that'll be watched the most is Tim Kaine's speech as the vice presidential nominee of the Democratic Party. And what kind of an attack dog will he be? I bet you he's going to come out swinging at Donald Trump.
Bob, thank you very much. Look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning.
So will I, Howard. Thank you.